Vayter and Shas Rebbe Basadaf Mem Dal, picking on the very top of the page. But we got to go back to Mem Gimel Beis. I'm just going to give a quick recap of what we did. We saw a Braisa, which seems to be so self the Reisha and the Sefer. The Reisha says that if someone goes and sells his house or his field, he's not allowed to be an aid in that case anymore, because he has a chayas on it. But the Sefer says that if he sells a cow or a garment, then he can be an aid because he doesn't have a chayas on it. Why is it that we suddenly set up the cases that it should be that the Reisha is talking about a case where he took a chayas and the Sefer is talking about that he didn't take a chayas? Because somebody just flipped it the other way. Therefore, what's going on? So Rav Sheish just gave an explanation. So Rav Sheish said that the Reisha is talking about a case where you have Reuven steals a field from Shimon. Got it? This guy Reuven comes, swipes it from Shimon, and then he goes and he sells it to Levi. So there's obviously a lot of hinky-panky going on over here. The stuff is not okay. Reuven comes and says, hey, Shimon, swipes, sells it to Levi. And suddenly Yehuda shows up and he's like, hold on one second. This never belonged to anyone in the first place. This is my field. Shimon, whose field it supposedly was, but according to Yehuda, it's not at all. He's not allowed to go now and testify for Levi to say that really it's his. Why? Why is that? Because Shimon would rather see the land stay by Levi so then he actually get it back from him. He'd love to get the land back, because if Reuven really did steal it from him and really belonged to him, so he's hoping he's going to get that land back. So therefore, he's clearly no gabadaver, so he can't be part of this. He can't be mayed. The Gemara then asks that, but hold on a second, why can't you be part of it? If he goes and he testifies that it really belongs to Levi, then he's going to lose it. He's giving over to Levi. What's going on? The answer is because, simply put, he's saying that I'm going to testify that it's not Yehuda's. That's all he's saying. He's not saying that it is Levi's. He's just saying that it's not Yehuda's, and therefore he'll be able to get it. But then the Gemara says, well, hold on one second. Whatever Raya is going to go bring to say, in order to afterwards and go take it from Levi, let him just use it right now and get it from Yehuda. Like, let it be that Yehuda goes and gets it away from Levi. And then he'll say, no, I'll get it straight from him. Why didn't he do that? No, because he was saying that, no, it's easier for me to get it from Levi than it is to get it from Yehuda. And that's one answer. Or that we're dealing with a case that Shimon has Edim for himself, and Yehuda also has it, and the Rabbanan said that our Hechad Kamid Kevim is going to stay over there, therefore he'd rather just keep it by Levi. That was all a review from yesterday. Now the Gemara starts off and says, now hold on one second, this is on Mem Dalam Beis top line, V'lok me begazlan. Why do we make this whole case that Reuven steals from Shimon, Shimon sells to Levi, and now Yehuda is coming to Levi? Why don't you just say Reuven steals from Shimon, and right over there Yehuda shows up, and he comes against Reuven, and Shimon can't be an aid over there to testify for him because he's no Gabbatov, he's going to get it. Why make it so strange? And for the Gemara, Mishum to call Boy, let me say safe. The reason why he did that is in order, this whole shtick of him selling it is because he wanted to teach the whole safe for the Braisa of Macher lo Para, Macher lo Talis. They wanted to keep a parallel case now, when we're talking about now, when he goes ahead and he takes a cow and sells it, or he sells the talis, right? Reuven goes and sold to Levi a cow, or he sold him some talis, and Shimon goes and is saying that he stole it from him, and then Shimon could go and he could testify for Levi against Yehuda. The Dafka Machar. The Seifa is only talking about the case where it was actually sold, and then Yehuda comes and challenges it. The Havala Yiyush Vishine Rishus. Because in this case, we now have Yiyush and a change of Rishus. Now we get into a Yiyush discussion back in Bava Metzia days. Now something gets stolen, has to be returned to the owner. If you found it and it's Be'ain, it's still in the same case it was, you return it. But if he was our Miyayish, and then the Ganav went ahead and he gave it over to somebody else, then that somebody else goes and he acquires it because of Yiyush and Shinoi Rishus, from this Ganav to the one who's buying it. The owner can't anymore get it from the buyer. He can only get the value of it from the actual ganav. So therefore, he's no longer shayach to this conversation. He's not no gabadav. He's not going to get it anymore. All right, so the Gemara is talking about, to the Braisa is speaking about a case in which Shimon was already miyayish of getting it before Reuven sold it. So Reuven came and stole it from him, and Shimon is miyayish, and then he sold it to Levi. So even though Levi bought the object, the thing from a ganav, he gets to keep it because of the fact that he was miyayish and he was shinir rishus over here. Aval lo macha. But in the case of Reuven didn't, by the way, this is the Rashbam, right, spells this out. Avalomachar, but let's say Reuven didn't sell it, and then Yehuda came and challenged the Hadrele, in which case it can actually be returned to ultimately straight up to Shimon. Then in that case, lo, Shimon's not allowed to go and testify for Reuven, because again, now he's no Gabadaver. And since the second part of the Braisa is only true, that if someone who bought it, therefore, Tana Reishanami Machar, you put an idea of the Reisha also with Machar. Rabbi Chanami, who could have taught it without being Machar, but he decided to do it like that, in order that the Sefer should make sense. So the way that we just learned it out, now it comes out, that the second part of the Braisa, that the original owner of this cow, or this talis, a.k.a. Shimon, remember Reuven stole from Shimon, he can testify for Levi against Yehuda, because he can't get it back anyway. The Sefer Nami, but in the Sefer also, hold on, Nehi demiyayish migufe, even though Shimon, maybe he gave up hope of ever getting it itself, but midemei miyayish, did he give up hope of ever getting the value of it? Of course not. So Shimon's testimony now should still not be okay, because he wants to go and prove that it was really his, so he can now force the Ganav to go ahead and pay him. So he is no Geir B'Davar. So why should that be okay? And for the Gemara, Ukim to time. Lotzricha to miss Gazlan. We're talking about a case where the Gazlan is dead. He died already. He says Rashbam, the Hashba filumi demei is the Yorishin peturim milashayim, even for the money's miyayish, because Yorishim are potter for having to pay. V'kolch kena lokeach de kanya biyush rishinim rishus. He got to the beteros of the day. Came to us in Heter. Back in the Gemara, Lotzricha to miss Gazlan. The Tanaim we learned in a Mishnah. Hagozel Mishnah, which is located in Bavakama at the end of the Bishach, we just saw it not too long ago. Hagozel, actually a while ago, Bavakama. Hagozel Meichel's bond, if someone goes and steals something and refuses to do his children, Vinech Lefeim, and then he leaves it to him like his Yerusha. Peturim El Shayim, the kids are going to be put there from having to pay. So now it's a total state of Yesh Shimon doesn't get anything over here, therefore he can go and he can testify. Velok Mebe Yore, he said the Gemara, hold on a second. If you want to say that the Seifa of the Braisas is applying only in the case in which he died, let the Braisa teach this law in reference to the Yoresh of the thief. Why are you saying the Yoresh of the buyer? Right, again, Reuven steals from Shimon, and then right away, Reuven dies, and Yehuda is now challenging Reuven's Yoresh. Shimon can be able to testify over there, because he's not able to get the thing back, or the value. Why are you talking about a case that he sold it before he ended up dying? Says the Gemara, ha nichalamanda amar rishus Yoresh lav kirshus lokeach dami shapir. Okay, that is good and dandy. Yeah, according to one who says, the possession of a Yoresh is not, you can't compare it to the possession of a buyer. Then it makes sense where you have to go ahead and say clearly the Braisa has to speak about a sale, because the transfer of the stolen object to the Yorishim alone wouldn't stop Shimon from being able to go in to get it. According to one who says that the Rishus, the possession of a Yoresh, is like the possession of a buyer, and transferring to the Yorishim is enough to go ahead to hold Shimon from getting it back. Ma'ika lememar. What are you going to say now? Since the Braisa has to, in any case, talk about a case in which the thief died, then why does it not state its din by the Yorishim of the Ganav as opposed to the buyer? Says the Gemara, v'od kachile lo baye. These are all attacks on Rav Sheshes here, right? There's another kasha by his mipnei shachriyuso Allah ve'en achriyuso Allah. Is a deciding factor mipnei shachriyuso Allah ve'en achriyuso Allah whether or not he can be an aid. If it's a chrayis is on it, chrayis is not on it. That's the original thing we saw in Amud Beis for the previous Amud, right? It really should have said instead because the property cannot be returned, can return, or because it can't return. Not whether or not there's a chrayis or there's no chrayis. That is a successful 1-2 punch to knock out Rav Sheshes' interpretation of the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer and the Braisa. As for why it is that we were talking about in the Reisha of a chrayis and the Sefer is talking about when there's no achrayas, really didn't make any sense over there. Ella, we knocked that out. Kidiravin bar Shmuel. Rather, this comes down to Ravin bar Shmuel. De Amar Ravin bar Shmuel Mishmei de Shmuel. Hamochis sada lechaveru shalom bar achrayas. If let's say somebody sells the field to his friend without achrayas, in other words, he's not guaranteeing him that he's going to pay him back if he gets messed over here, right? That you have in the shtar saying if someone else comes and takes it, lokech, I'm not helping you. Ein made lo alav. The seller cannot testify for the buyer in the case. Mipnei shemamida bifnei balchovo. when I go and I say the field of Tadachrayas and Lokeh comes along, he comes to take it, I have a vested interest over here because I want it to stay in your possession. And if for some reason he can come and take it, he's going to take it from you because he can go and do such a thing over there. Therefore, I can't be the one who's testifying for you. Now, Vedavka Bayis Asada. This is only by Bayis Asada. Of a para vitalis, lo mi baik bistama, the lo mishtab, beep, turn the page, bimdala base, lo mi baik bistama. We don't even need to teach, right? The pashat, when it comes to this cow or to this talis, that we're no bistama, when it's unstam, we didn't say anything particular about it. There, in such an instance, Rishbam says, Shalo yichid lo para vitalis beferush, lo mishtabid le lebalchovo hach para vitalis. That we didn't mention anything that there's some sort of lien on the cow or on this talis when there was didn't actually spell it out. The lo mishtabed lay that they were not mishtabed, but my time, why is that? Metatalin ninu, because this is metatalin. Metatalin le balchov lo mishtabde. Metatalin aren't part of a deal of a balchov that they could come and go and take it. Fiafa gav de kosov le. And this is even though the seller wrote in the document of the loan to the creditor, the third party guy, miglima dal kasve, that you can get even the garment that's on his shoulders. Ha mile disne beinayu. Because these words are only when the metadlin are present in his possession. Av a list nu beinayu lo, but if they're not in his possession, then no. Right? Because if I sold them already, then it's not able to go and get it. So therefore, if no lien was specified, the seller can certainly testify about the metadlin he sold to his creditor, since the creditor can't go and collect it in any event. Ela filo so apotiki. Oh, apotekai, makabomitsia. Even if the one who's the debtor would set up his metatlin as apotiki, in which case it would be expected that the creditor should be able to collect from it. Namilo, it's also not mishtabid, right? It's not mortgaged to my time of why. Kidarava, damarava. Asa avdo apotike. Umcharo, if you set up your slave to Yapotiki, Umcharo, and you sold him, Balchov Govim Imenu, he can go and collect from the slave. Shor v'chamor Apotiki, but if you made it Shor v'chamor, Umcharo was sold Ein Balchov Govim Imenu, he's not able to get it from him. My time, why? Hayis Lekala, because the thing of a slave, that is public knowledge. V'halles Lekala, but the animal, it doesn't have, it's not the public knowledge, it's not famous, it's not, there's no rumor spoken about it, and since the Balchov can't collect from an animal that was sold, even if it was said as apotiki, then the seller can testify about it because he's not going to get a hana from the buyers holding on to it. Frakting, but hold on, Velechosh, aren't we worried? Dilma aknile mitatli agav mikarkoi. Shouldn't we worry that maybe the seller conveyed over to the, a lien on the mitatlin along with karka? Right, we know that it doesn't take effect on mitaltin by itself, but it would take effect if it's done with karka also. Dami Rabba, e akni le mitatli agav mikarkoi. If this debtor gives over to a balchov a shibud with mitatlin with real stuff, kani mikarkei and kani mitatli, then what happens? He acquires the real stuff, meaning the land, and he does mitatlin as well. So why shouldn't we be worried that that happened? V'amar of chesta v'hush the kasav le the lo ki asmachta. This is only if the one who's taking on this debt over here, he wrote, this is not an asmachta over here. Udalo kitofsa deshtari. And it's not like Rashbam explains, hushtar ha'osoi lahatik minutes. The shtar is used to copy from. Shtaros, velo nichtav ligbos bo ve'in lo b'mam. It's like nothing, it's a copy document. Right? And it's not like that as well. So if you do that, then it should be, we'd be worried about that. Then Shimon has the Gias Bedavar because the Balchov can take it from the one he sold it to. And therefore we should be worried that's the case. So the Gemara is back to our question. Why does the Braisa allow the seller to testify about this cow or this talis if it's possible that he can go and he can gain from this? And for the Gemara, we're talking about a case where the seller bought the cow or this talis and sold it immediately, right? So we don't have to be worried that maybe he was mishabited to some balchov over here, because we're certain that the seller didn't take any of the loans during that time. Valechas, but why aren't we worried that Dilma de Ikdehu, that maybe the seller took out a loan before he bought this thing over here, and he accepted the shibud even for that which he would buy after the fact, and therefore he shouldn't be able to do it. Shamisimina. So the Gemara says, learn from this, the fact that the Braisa doesn't say that. The ikni kana umachar kana ve'rusho lo mishtabed. Let's say we're dealing with this type of case that this debtor is putting a shibud on metatlin. The ikni kana umachar, that he's going to buy, and then after he's going to go, that he's going to buy, and then he bought them, he sold them, kana ve'harish, or he bought them and then he was yarshin them to the yarshim, lo mishtabed, they're not going to actually work. It's not able to be taken by the Bachov. Mar says, lo tzricha de ka'amri edim, the Bryce's din is only when the witnesses said, yad inan be bahai de lo havale arim olam. We know that this guy, this seller, never had any land. He never had it all. The Edom were testifying that they were with this guy, and they know he never bought or received any sort of real karka over there. So it never came along with karka itself. Now the Gemara is shooting back to the second part of the Braisa that we saw in the previous Amud, on Amud Beis, right on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, that when metatlin is sold without an achrayus, then the buyer can't get his money back from the seller. I have Amr of Papa, Afagav the Amr Rabban, and Amokha son of Chavir Shalom Achrayus, Ababa Chovatar, for Einu Chozer Alav, even though we said that if you sell a field to someone without an achrayus, and the Baal Chov comes and grabs it, then the buyer can't go and return to the seller to get his money. Nimtzei she'eino shelo. The land is found never to have been the seller's. If it turns out, nimtzei she'eino shelo, that it never really was his, then chozer lo, the buyer can return to him in order to get the money. Oh, since a Braisa is talking about this type of situation, then even one who sells a cow or a talis shouldn't be able to testify, right, according to a papa, because he would have to refund the guy what he paid. Says no, hachamai skinan. What is the Braisa talking about? B'makir b'shehi bas chamoro. It's when somebody, where the buyer recognizes the animal, that it's bas chamoro. It's the children of his donkey. And therefore, he can't challenge the seller regardless of what happens. And therefore, the seller can testify. Rav Zvin Amar, Rav Zvin says, if somebody sells the field without a chrayas, even the land is found afterwards is never his, and the chozer love. The buyer still can't go, not return the seller. He can't go back to the seller to get his money. The Amar Lake is the seller could say, L'achiz abin l'ach shal rechayas. That's why he sold it to you. The fact that he sold it, he said it in such a specific way, so he takes him out of the equation over here from any sort of chiv to repay him, even if it turns out that clearly it wasn't his altogether. So, according to Rav Zvid, the Braisa is talking about a case even in which the buyer does not say that the animal was the seller's. The seller can still testify on his behalf because he's explicitly saying that he's not going to, you know, be taking responsibility for this. Therefore, he's not going to be able to collect for him, so he can actually testify for him. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.